Hey, Paul, it's great to be back.
It certainly is, Chris. It's only been 3 months, I think, but it's certainly good to be back behind the microphone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, it's been a very busy 3 months, and we want to thank all of our loyal listeners who have been stuck with us over those 3 months and looked into maybe some of our archives and sent us some comments wondering where we are and wishing to hear us again soon. So we're very glad to be back, and thank you for your patience to all our loyal listeners, and we're keen and raring to go again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really, really great getting those comments and messages from people. And particularly, as you mentioned, the people that have been going back over the archives and re-listening to them. So that's fantastic. So I'm really glad that people are still getting value from the older stuff that we've been doing for about five years now, isn't it?
Yeah. And I guess those who are very new to us, you're probably wondering, what are we talking about? Well, it's yes, as Paul mentioned, it's been 3 months since we've posted a podcast. And for the previous 4.5 years, we posted one every single week. Very proud of that track record. But, you know, isn't it true, Paul, that sometimes in life you just need to step away and refocus on some priorities?
Yeah, and it was really quite spooky, I guess, is the fact that all four of us kind of had to have a switch of priorities and sort of take a little bit of a step back and think about, okay, well, what do I need to focus on right now? What is taking up too much time, and what am I not allocating enough time to that's becoming really, really important to me right now? So the fact that it kind of happened with all of us, it was nice, really, that we could all just take a little bit of step back, take some time out, take a deep breath, and just really sort of refocus and regroup, really, to find out what we wanted to do next and how we were going to handle what we were doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, for all of us, both professionally and sometimes personally, that we had some unexpected things show up for us that just required us to really invest more time and more focus on those things. But we're pleased to be back and looking forward to continuing on with the great tradition here at Action Podcast and of course, evolving it and making it better and bigger than it ever has been before. So we'll come on to that near the end. But no, I agree, Paul. Sometimes we do need to step away to really gain a perspective on what's going on. It's kind of been going on for both of us, hasn't it?
Yeah, actually, it's it kind of makes you feel a little bit like you're being stretched, just a little bit too thin to really feel like you're achieving what you want to achieve, because it's too bitty. There's too many little things you're trying to tackle and work with, and you feel like you're being a bit of a jack of all trades and actually being a master at none of them. And the thinner you're spread, the less satisfying and the more of a failure almost you feel like.
I took the opportunity as well to, you know, look at some things I've had always wanted to do, but just hadn't had the time in previous years. And I was actually spent the entire month of July overseas from London, in the U.S., including one fantastic week at a global youth leadership summit, and having the opportunity to help hundreds of teenagers through a fantastic week of leadership development and skills and really a personal development. And it was something I've always wanted to do, and it was wonderful to do that and have the time and space to do that and not be spending late nights or early mornings trying to take care of other business. I kind of just pause for a little bit, and I spent some quality time on some of the priorities that I'd wanted to do for a while.
Yeah, I like the term pause. I think it really was. I mean, because Action Podcast was something that we had been so dedicated to for 4.5 years, it was quite a tough decision to put that on pause. But we knew really that we could restart. We didn't have to start from scratch. We could just, you know, get together, do a little bit of a planning and think, okay, let's kick this off again, because we still want to do it. We still want to produce the content and help our listeners and get connected to people. So we knew that we could come back to it, and it made it slightly easier a decision to say, okay, we need to pause Action Podcast just for the moment.
Yeah, actually, I really like that as well. And it makes me think of an article I actually posted on Facebook a couple of days ago from the New York Times around this state we create for ourselves of how having always to be so busy, especially in in the modern world, especially if you're a parent of kids who are active and whatever else. It was a really thought-provocative article. And you know, this fact that we live, most of us live fairly busy lives. And, you know, whether that's being because we have lots of stuff or we're, you know, always trying to achieve to the next level. But sometimes there's a life lesson in there. And there's a life lesson out of what we've been doing for the last 3 months of putting some things on pause just to reevaluate what is really important for us now or what deserves the greatest attention right now.
Yeah.
And to be okay with not being fully busy on every single aspect of your life without neglecting it necessarily, but knowing that you can come back to it. And I think that's a really interesting thing for the listeners to think about is, you know, is there anything you need to put on pause right now and just reevaluate the role for that aspect or that project or that group of friends or whatever it might be for where you, for what's going on for you right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing that sprung to mind there as you were talking is that, you know, maybe you have a relative to care for who's not been well or something, or maybe somebody's going through a hard time and you need to dedicate a little bit more time to them. Or maybe it's just completely about yourself and your own circumstances. So, you know, maybe you're having problems at work or problems in a relationship or just problems at home, you know, moving house or whatever it is. And you really need to focus on that priority for a specific amount or maybe an undetermined amount of time. But you need to give it the TLC that it really needs to flourish and grow and allow the other things that are important to you but can be put on pause. And have the courage to do that.
Yeah, exactly right. Your courage is a very, very valid point there. And it definitely makes me think, you know, sometimes there are, could be one or two things. It could be a specific relationship or it could be an aspect of your job that, you know, isn't where it needs to be. And it may feel like it's one of 10 things or 20 things you need to look at. But when you really stop and look at it, you realize that that one thing, you know, the unhappiness at work, for example, is dragging down a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, you're not sleeping as well, therefore you're not exercising as well, you're not really in the great mood all the time, and therefore your personal relationships aren't great, and you don't have the energy to spend time with your friends. And so when you step and look back, all the kind of, you know, the lulls that are going on in your life, and you realize that it actually comes all back to that source of unhappiness in your job, for example. And so therefore, it's really important to really focus on those things and really address them head on to be really honest with yourself. To see, you know, to resolve that because it is really affecting other areas. And so that's a bit of what we've been up to as well over the last few months.
Yeah, and it is kind of a case of eating the ugliest frog first, isn't it? Mm. So dealing with the biggest, toughish or most complex issue and allowing the other things just to take a little step back and allow you to focus on the really ugly frog that you're going to sort out first of all.
Yes. And your point about courage, I think it's worth a brief conversation around because I absolutely agree with that because sometimes we get into a pattern. We get into habits. Again, whether it's our task we do or the people that we hang out with, that we feel like, well, we've always done it this way.
Yeah.
That sometimes it requires some courage to put those things on hold or to step away from those and to recognize that as much as you've loved them and valued them in the past, they're no longer serving you in the same way. They're no longer energizing you or adding value to you in the same way or creating the same experience for you. And yet we, out of habit, we tend to cling on to things that are maybe holding us back. And we really, really encourage people to, you know, to look at their lives and say, you know, is there anything right now for me that I have been holding on to? That
yeah,
I've been more in maintenance mode, but it's not really living up to my standards or what I want in that area.
Yeah, I mean, change is hard. You know, when big changes come, they're even harder. So, having to work through that can be just a challenge in its own right. But I think also, again, the part of the courage thing is having the courage that the things that you put on hold, you can come back to at a later stage. And when you do come back to them, getting back on that bike can sometimes be a challenge in its own right. Like restarting Action Podcast wasn't too difficult because you know, obviously me and you had a conversation and within seconds we both sort of said, well, we still want to do it. We still want to do Action Podcast. So that wasn't a challenge. But starting the first podcast, how are we going to do it? What are we going to say? What are we going to talk about? All those sort of fears and concerns start to come up to the surface. And it really is a case of, well, let's just do it. Let's get back on the bike. and, you know, allow things to naturally restore them back to the way they were before, and maybe even evolve, maybe even develop and grow.
And exactly. That's what I was going to say, is that one of the biggest things to, you know, sometimes you feel like we need some courage to do something that might feel very uncomfortable or scary on some level. But one of the great ways to kind of leapfrog over the need for courage is to get reconnected with the vision of what you really want.
Yeah.
Right. And when you get really connected to that vision of, rather than how do I get myself out of this hole I've been in, but actually if I'm already standing on top of the mountain, to use that metaphor, you know, what does my life look like then? Or what does my relationship look like then? Or what does my career look like then? Or what is this day-to-day job I have? Like, when you really start from that end point, that always can be a very energizing thing to do. And so you and I had a separate conversation before this podcast around that. And as I said, that we want to make action podcasts. We don't want to just get back to what we were doing before. We want to evolve. We want to make it bigger and better than it ever has been before. And that's we're really excited to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And it would be really good, actually, if we could get some more topics and ideas and suggestions, or even some success stories. I have had a couple of emails come through with the comments of the listeners who have re-listened to a lot of the previous podcasts and saying, you know, they've really helped them through a particular phase. It would be great to hear a little bit more about those stories of success where, you know, they've been listening to action podcasts and it spurred a thought, it spurred some action. What was it? What did what was the outcome from that?
Yeah. So I think one of the key things that you'll hear from us to our listeners here, that you'll hear over the next many months, is we definitely want to step up our engagement with you and learn more from you, hear more from you, share your topics, share your ideas. And there's lots of different ways you can do that. Of course, you can quickly hit us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/actionpodcast. Of course, you can drop us an email. That's on our website at actionpodcast.com. And you can leave us a voicemail as well. There's a little tab on the side, and very easy. You don't need any other software. You just hit the little button, hit record, and we've got that right away. So we definitely would love to hear from you, and just share with us, what are some of the things that you'd love us to talk about, or what are some of the success stories you've had from some of the things that you've listened to in our past archives? And we would really, really, really value that. And we'd be excited to share even more powerful ideas going forward.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it'd be great. And I'm very, very excited about the future of Action Podcast.
Me too, Paul. It's great to be back. And we'll speak to you soon.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.